We all make mistakes. And when I was going through puberty and I was a youth, I made tons of mistakes. But the difference is that my mistakes weren't Googleable. Whereas our students that we're going to be teaching, their mistakes will be Googleable. So they're going to be permanently online, any kind of mistake they make online or they post online. So I think it's really important that keeping that in mind, we show students how to build a positive digital identity. You know, show them an example, non-example, and have them do some inquiry and research on their own and come up with their own formulations of what a positive digital footprint looks like. Showing them non-example, an example would help them to see and kind of pick out, oh, when that person posted that, oh, it didn't make them sound so good. I didn't really like that. And then they can kind of reflect on their own posts. And I think that's just one of the ways that we can help students in the classroom. In addition to bringing social media into the classroom to show them the power of how things can go viral, tracking a hashtag, for example, I think that it's important that we utilize things that are relevant to our students in order for them to be engaged, while at the same time showing them how to do it safely and responsibly and in ways that they won't have regrets in the future.